Well, that was a lot of fun. I thought our team played with as much resolve and competitiveness as we possibly could, and it took all of it. Shane and Derek obviously played the way they had to play in order for us to beat a team like Florida. And it was just a real hard-fought game. I think we caught them on a day where, you know, they missed shots that they normally make, so we got fortunate in some respects for sure. But really proud of our team. I thought Ted Skuch just played great off the bench. I thought he was great. Everybody that played for us had to play well, or we wouldn't have won, because they're that good. You have to play your best game and hope that they don't play their best, because if we play our best game and they play their best game, they're going to win. And we played our best game, and fortunately they did, and we were able to get a victory.
Was that a blueprint? Was everything that happened today sort of a blueprint of what needed to happen in every
game? I'm not sure there is a blueprint for beating them. I think you have to get lucky, really, to be honest with you. You either have to hope that, you know, Lee or Torian are not making shots like they normally make, or you get big guys in foul trouble, which we don't ordinarily do anyway. And there's just a lot of things that need to go right in order to beat them for us. And a lot of things went right today. I don't know that there's any blueprint, but I know this. I know that if Derek and Shane play that way, then at least it gives us a chance.
Yeah, they're the best offensive team in America. You hold them to 44% shooting and 22 turnovers. What does that say about your defensive effort?
Well, it was good. It was active and good, and we thought we had a good game plan. We thought we had a good game plan down there, and it unraveled in the second half. But we executed it, and we were able to just kind of keep them a little bit out of rhythm. And they're so good if they get into a rhythm. And quite honestly, I that was my concern going into the game. I wasn't sure that we could do enough to keep them out of rhythm long enough. But we got on a roll. The crowd obviously was unbelievable, and this can be a pretty difficult place to play if we start making shots and doing some of the things that we're doing today.
Kevin, on a personal note, is this the biggest coaching win of your career?
Well, it's the only time that I've been fortunate enough as a head coach to beat the number one team in the country. But, I don't know. Yeah, probably, but I don't like it. It's not about me. It's about those guys.
Coach, talk about the importance of the first 4 minutes of the second half. You guys opened up with a basket, and last time it was a little different in the game.
So. You mean when they opened up 13-0? Yeah, that was a problem. One of the things that I heard at halftime, I heard a couple of our players say, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it," and that's a thought that we have, a thought for the day that we have from time to time. And so, these guys are buying in, and that part is really exceptional, and it has been all season long.
To put this win in the context of becoming a week after a pretty bad loss at Tennessee, what have you been able to do to make sure that loss didn't have a lasting impact on this club's morale?
You know, fortunately, the game at Tennessee only counted as one. Unfortunately, today only counts as one. You'd like for these to count as five and those to count as only one, but that's kind of been our thing all season long. It's one game. It's one game, whether it's a victory or whether it's a loss, and you can't dwell on it. You can't get stuck on it. It is what it is. We played very poorly last Saturday. Fortunately, we played better today, and they're all just one. You know, we'd like to turn this one into more, but unfortunately, we can't. So.
Remembering that 13-0 start down there, how big was it to get that budget right in the first possession?
It was big. We wanted to go inside and really try to get a high percentage shot if we could. We jacked up a couple of threes at the start of the half down there, and we wanted to really make a concerted effort to get it inside there at the start of the half, and we were able to get it in there. I forget exactly how it was that we scored, but I know somebody made a good cut, somebody made a good pass, and then we had to make a layup, and that was pleasing.
Coach, This team seems to have the toughest in the resiliency. Kind of been uncommon in recent years. It may be similar to the Sweet 16 team a couple years ago. What do you credit for that?
Our seniors. I think that Derek and Dan and Ted, among others, Ross and Red, Shane, and, you know, a lot of upperclassmen that we have brought a tough mentality to our team and an unwillingness to back up, an unwillingness to, as we like to say, fight the fight going backwards. We don't like to fight the fight backing up. And that's why we got beat down there when we played them down there, because they came out and they swung at us and we had nowhere to go but back, and that's not any fun. So I think mainly though our three seniors have just played with a great level of toughness and commitment to the team and to each other, and I think they deserve the credit.
Coach, does this win put you guys in the tournament?
You know, I've done a real good job of not speculating and not looking, and I couldn't tell you what our RPI is. I couldn't tell you where we were in the last mock bracket, if we were in it or out of it or on the fence or blowing bubbles. So, I have no idea. We'll just keep trying to play, and at the end of the season, we'll add them up and see if we've got enough.
Coach Donovan seemed upset about the incident with Joe Kim.
No, that was Joe Kim's competitive. So am I, but he's a great competitor.
How did the play that your two freshmen today, some of the former?
I thought all of our guys played really well, but Beal went in the first half and was good, and Juwan and George both they gave us energy and gave us a spark. So they were that's a big time atmosphere and a big time game for them to be involved in, and Billy did say that if they had to lose to somebody, that he would rather be me, which I took as a tremendous compliment. I think he's got so much class and is so good at what he does. They've got great talent, but they've got a great guy over there directing what's going on, and great as a human being, great as a father, as a husband, as a coach. I mean, I think he's awesome. I really do.
Have time for one more question.
I have another tournament question. I know you love this, but you said you don't know where you guys stand. But do you feel like you guys have made a case based on the ranked teams you beat, beating this team today? I mean, you put yourselves in the picture now how would you think if you were just making a case for it?
I'm just not going to go there. I'm not going to make a case for it. They've got a committee, and that committee does a great job every year. And they'll figure out who the teams are that deserve to be in, and we certainly hope that we're one of them. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.